Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello and welcome to the February VI Talk Wellbeing Session. So as always, we'll start with a lovely sort of soft landing and a very short opening practice. And this one's just called The Moment. So just finding that comfortable position and taking some slow, easy breaths to settle. And scanning the whole body from top to toe for what you need. You may notice some tension, maybe in your shoulders or your neck, the usual places, or maybe in another part of the body. Maybe your tummy's got a few butterflies. Or maybe you'll notice that your jaw is holding tension in a subtle way. But whatever you notice in the body, maybe just taking it as a signal to readjust your position. Or if you want, placing your hands on those areas of tension. And just feeling the connection of your loving hands onto the part, pouring in compassion, kindness, support, whatever that part needs. And you may enjoy deepening the breath a little to energize yourself, though you can also stay with the breath as it is if you wish. And as you breathe out, let the tension of the out breath release from your body. And as you breathe in, just breathe in relaxation. Just simply paying attention to what you need and bringing in your kind intention. And you may like to offer yourself a friendly welcome home. Hello, come in, rest a while. I've got you. It's okay. No matter what's here, and no matter how difficult it might be right now, just holding yourself with warmth and affection. And with a warm, friendly smile, give thanks to yourself for taking time for yourself to listen to this meditation practice, or this well-being session, I should say. And as we come to the end of this opening practice, just taking one gentle breath before lowering your chin to your chest and reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. So I thought for those who are new to mindfulness, that I thought I'd sort of over the next, well, next 8 months really, because there are eight attitudes of mindfulness, is just briefly give you an overview of the eight attitudes of mindfulness. So today is beginner's mind, which is a lovely orientation to bring to the present moment, because this moment is always fresh, is always new. And we've never been in this moment before. So just imagine how a baby views the world. They view the world through their beginner's eyes, through new eyes each time, all their new experiences. And that's the idea with beginner's mind, is that you see through fresh new eyes. You see each new moment through fresh new eyes. And it's sometimes something that we could bring to any moment. The virtue of sometimes we're so expert in our own minds, and our own minds are full of our expertise, that it leaves us little sort of possibility of new realms for new possibilities, because we're just always in our minds and we're thinking ahead. We're not necessarily observing and pausing just for the moment, just to notice what's going on. And there's a saying that in the mind of an expert, it's an ancient saying, in the mind of an expert, they say there are very few possibilities, but in the beginner's mind, there are infinite possibilities because we come to it fresh. So, just with that in mind, just thinking about coming to your practice, going to each of the practices this evening with a beginner's mind. So, as we did last month, for those of you who are new to listening to the recordings, these BI Wellbeing recordings, we'll be doing several short practices. For the most part, there'll be short practices. Some of them will be longer practices in different, depending on what we're focusing on for that month. And there'll be a pause in between each practice just for you to reflect in silence, just for a minute or so, before we move on to the next practice. So our next practice is meditation for beginners. And meditation can be practiced in any posture. Could be standing, sitting, lying down, or even walking. Whichever position you're in, just finding that comfortable position. Just taking a moment or two just to quieten the mind and the body. Let's take a few deep breaths if that feels comfortable. Inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Or if you want, you can inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Breathe in, filling your lungs with fresh air. And breathe out, letting go of any unnecessary chatter. Inhale again with a clear, quiet mind. And exhale, relaxing and letting go of any physical and/or mental tension. And then, when you feel comfortable, Just coming back to your normal breath rhythm. Not trying to control the breath in any way, just letting it come and go naturally. And focus your attention now on any part of your body where you can feel your breath coming and going. It could be the tip of your nose or around the nostrils, or maybe the rise and the fall of your belly or chest. Just focusing on any place where you can feel the breath distinctively coming in and going out. Don't think about the breath, but rather just feel the breath and its movements, keeping your attention to where you can most feel the breath. And whenever your breath, your mind wanders, and it will, because that's what minds do, just simply notice it and gently bring your attention back to the breath. And again, when you find yourself lost in thoughts, just keep coming back to the breath without feeling judgmental or disappointed. And it's normal for the mind to wander away, so be patient with yourself. And see if you can reduce the time spent lost in thoughts by reminding yourself gently to come back to the breath as soon as you catch yourself distracted. So we're just going to practice that in silence for a few minutes, coming back to the breath when you notice that your mind has wandered. And by coming back again and again to the breath, we're strengthening our mindfulness muscle, making our attention more stable, and training our minds to rest comfortably in the present moment. And over time, we want to reduce the time we spend lost in thoughts and increase the time in which we can be present and mindful with the breath. As we come towards the end of this beginner's meditation practice, just bring your attention to the points of contact between your body and the surface beneath you. And after the next full round of breath, just reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in this evening. So I'll give you a minute or so, maybe a couple of minutes, just to sit in quiet reflection. Maybe thinking about anything that arose for you during that first practice, or rather that first longer practice. This next practice is mindfulness of body and breath. Often in our modern day world, we find ourselves caught up in the mind. We may lack a full sense of being grounded. When we're grounded, we're deeply present with the body, with the breath, with the world around us, within us. Mind is often at greater ease when we're grounded, and we can move through our day with greater presence. And the good news is that if we feel ungrounded, then a simple grounding practice can bring us back into the earth and into our bodies. And this mindfulness of body and breath is such a practice. But if at any point you experience discomfort or become anxious, try to focus on your breath. With our breath, we've always got it with us and it's often used as an anchor within mindfulness. But you may well want to use another anchor, maybe a part of the body, an elbow, the toes, little finger, or external noises, or you may have your own object of refuge if you want, like a lucky charm or a lucky stone or something. And if it's still too much, maybe just reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in, or you may want to just stop the meditation, reach out to a friend, take a walk, or have a cuppa. Because taking care of yourself, even if it means interrupting your practice, is compassionate mindfulness in action, as you are aware of what you need, and the kindest thing is to stop the practice. So just finding a comfortable position. As with all practices, there will be periods of silence. So as you're finding your comfortable position, just bringing your awareness to sensations that may arise where the body is in contact with whatever is supporting you. And just spending a few moments exploring these sensations. Now, gathering your attention, moving your focus of awareness to your feet so that the spotlight of attention takes in the physical sensations in both feet and ankles. Any and all sensations, or no sensations, just moment by moment. Noticing how sensations rise and fall away in awareness. And if there are no sensations, just simply registering this. This is perfectly fine. We're not trying to make sensations happen. We're simply paying attention to what is already there. And now expanding your attention to take in the lower legs. And then the knees. And then the rest of the legs. So holding both legs now in the center stage of awareness. Now expanding attention again up the body to the hips and pelvis. The lower back. The lower abdomen. And gradually expanding attention to move up the torso to the chest and the back. And right up to the shoulders, noticing all the physical sensations in this region of the body. Expanding awareness again to include the left arm, right down to the tips of your fingers. And then the right arm. Then the neck. Face. And head. Until you are holding your whole body in awareness. And seeing if it's possible to allow the sensations in the body to be just as they are. Not trying to control anything or wanting things to be different from how you find them. Now bringing your awareness to the center of the body, to sensations in the abdomen, as the breath moves into and out of the body. If it's difficult, you could choose to bring your awareness to the chest or other area where the breath moves in and out of the body. But no matter where you choose to focus your awareness, notice the changing patterns of physical sensations here. And if you like, you can place your hand on your abdomen or chest for a few moments, feeling the rise and the fall that takes place on the in and out breaths. Being fully alive to the sensations of breathing for the full duration of each in-breath and the full duration of each out-breath. Not trying to control the breath in any way, but simply letting the breath breathe itself. And sooner or later, you'll probably find that the mind wanders away from the breath to thinking, planning, remembering, and daydreaming. When you notice this is happening, don't criticize yourself. Simply register where the mind has wandered to, and then gently and tenderly escorting your attention back to the breath. And this mind wandering may happen over and over again. So each time, remembering that the aim is simply to notice where the mind has gone, then gently and tenderly escorting the mind back to the breath. Just coming back to the breath whenever the mind wanders. As we come towards the end of this mindfulness of body and breath meditation, just remembering that the breath is always available to you, bringing you back to the present moment when you'll find your mind scattered and dispersed by the rush and the busyness of your life. It's always here as an anchor deep within you, a place of stillness. And a place of peace.
So on the next out breath, just lowering your chin to your chest and then reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. Just give you a couple of minutes just to quiet reflection before we go to our final practice. So this final practice is a systematic relaxation. So just taking time to find yourself a comfortable position. And as this exercise is about learning to relax, finding a position that is comfortable, it's part of that process of relaxation. And slowly begin to become more aware of your breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. If it feels good for you, breathing evenly and deeply, rhythmically and softly. And as you focus on your breathing, just remember to release. Let go and go with the flow. Just allowing your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Start to become aware of any emotions and thoughts that may be arising. If possible, letting go of any resistance to past events, either recent or longer ago. Just letting your emotions and your thoughts rise and fall away
As you breathe in and breathe out, now shift your awareness away from the thoughts and emotions towards any tension in the body. And release this tension, starting from your toes. Moving slowly up your legs to the knees, through the thighs, to the hips, then onto the abdomen where the energy of our emotions can often circulate and stagnate. As we breathe out, we can release any tension from this area. I release, I flow, I let go. I'm moving now through the chest. Into the shoulders, down our arms, and the back of our neck, releasing any tension from these areas. Just allowing the tension to disappear as we focus on our breathing. We focus on becoming more at one and more connected with our body. Focus on our eyes, our forehead, our temple, our jaws, releasing any tension in the face. Simply letting it go. And as we perceive the magic of the present moment, we become more mindful of our body. Become more mindful of letting go of any tension. Letting go of any resistance in any part of our body. Simply let it go. I release, I flow, I let go. And as we breathe in, just imagine the energy of the ocean coming in towards us. And as we breathe out, imagine the tide going out. As we breathe out tension and resistance. And bring your mind and attention now to the ocean waves as you inhale and exhale. And hear the ocean waves in your mind. And connect with the fact that your body is 75% water. Connect with the ocean. Connect with the sounds. Connect with the feelings as you slowly breathe in and breathe out. Letting the natural flow of release sweep throughout your body. You let go and release. You let go and release. And you become more aware of your body and the flow of water, the flow of this moment. Just simply allowing yourself to be. No resistance, no tension, no reaction. I release, I flow, I let go. I release, I flow, I let go. And imagine you're actually on the ocean with the water all around you. Become totally connected with the ocean. No resistance, no tension. No judgment, no reaction. But simply allowing yourself to flow moment by moment. and just relax into the sense of being as you connect with your body, becoming totally aware. No resistance. Simply breathing, relaxing, connecting. Connecting with the ocean as you breathe in and as you breathe out. As you connect with the ebb, the flow, and the ebb of the ocean waves, in and out, in and out. As we come towards the end of this systematic relaxation practice, just become more aware of your body. And the surface beneath you, making a connection to that surface. Starting at the top of your head. Become more aware, working your way down the neck, the shoulders, arms, the hips, the back, the thighs, the knees, the calves. And finally, your feet. If you start to wriggle your fingers and toes, you become a bit more alert. Maybe giving yourself a hug or a drink, whatever your body needs right now, while I just read the closing poem. It's called Butterflies and Pebbles by S.C. Lowry. That's Lowrie. Go into this week with the attitude that your peace, your health of mind, and your heart mean more than getting everything else done. That your smile matters, that feeling rested matters, that holding the hand of your loved ones matter. So pause. Pause lots. Function at a pace that doesn't pull you apart. Honor the things that make you feel good inside, the things that make you feel alive. Give time to those things this week. Make time the gift it is by giving it to what really matters to you. So thank you for taking part in this practice or listening to this practice, whether you're doing the live or the recorded version. I hope you've enjoyed it.